really pleased to say that Mark Johnson from Radio Reverb Slipstream joins us now with an overview of some of the events still to come and maybe just a little peep back at what's happened so far in the Brighton Festival. Mark, welcome to the guest seat at Radio Reverb, the seat you're not accustomed to being
in.
I'm honoured.
Fantastic. Yeah, great to be here.
Aka Trio, All Saints Church on Saturday. Yeah. That's going to be a great one.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Antonio Forcioni, great guitarist, once described as the acoustic Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
Yeah, he worked with Sarah Jane Morris as well a lot, so it was fantastic. Seku Kaita, fantastic kora player, and Adriano Adwelli, which is he's a great Brazilian.
Oh, hence the AKA. Okay,
yeah,
right.
Exactly,
gotcha. And yeah. On Saturday night, Rocky Traore opened up the festival with her gig at Brighton Dome.
Yeah.
And we were chatting about that earlier and saying what a fantastic atmosphere it was there.
It really was, yeah. I was quite surprised, actually, because I was a little bit apprehensive about it at first. Because her music is, you know, it's very low-key and at times it's, you know, walking-paced music. But the actual gig itself was really rocking. And
it was, wasn't it?
You know, she really looked like she was enjoying herself as well. And and the crowd, you know, they didn't really need any encouragement. They were sort of clapping along from track three inwards. So it was, you know, it was really, really excellent, excellent gig. I loved it.
In that way that British audiences do, clapping out of time.
Yeah, but sometimes they're so reserved. Some of the audiences have been so reserved, but this was, they were really up for it. And the band, her band, the four musicians, guitar player, bass, and Ngoni player were really excellent.
Now, was that the instrument that was on the left?
Yes.
Ngoni, because we were watching that and we were figuring out.
I couldn't work it out what it
was.
Yeah,
it's really powerful, yeah. One string and, incredible.
Is it good or something? Because it's a strange kind of, like a giant good shape.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
it's fantastic. And it had a kind of banjo type sound to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, really tremendous.
I hadn't seen that before.
Yeah,
really good.
Fantastic.
Now, for those people who weren't there last Saturday, there is another chance to see Rocky on stage at the Dome, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. The gig on Saturday, the 18th of May, is Rocky Traore and some young musicians from Mali. It's part of the Passarelli Foundation that she has created in Bamako, and it encourages young musicians, dancers, artists into the creative work and studies. And so she's going to be bringing, I think there's six musicians and four singers that make up the choir, and they're going to be playing some traditional Malian music and also some music from that you'll be more familiar with, from like Jacques Brel and Fela Kuti and Bob Marley. So, you know, it's her with these young musicians that she's, you know, encouraging and helping. And
that should be another
steering.
Interesting Saturday night at the Dome.
Yeah,
actually,
so I think that'll be, you know, something to look forward to. And there is this enormous wealth of great musicians from Mali. It's, you know, I always say this, but if there was a World Cup, Mali would always be in the final. Do you see what I mean? Because
nice.
There's just so many good musicians from Mali.
Yeah. Well, we are going to be hearing much more from you, Mark, on Radio Reverb on the Brighton Festival programme. We will be getting you back with your insight into some of the performers coming up in
great.
The festival.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
So thanks very much for joining us now. Cheers. Thanks, Mark.